It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. $1,515 is what we have in our jackpot. And we've got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Is this Jim from Denver?
It is.
Tell Cindy we said hi.
I will.
All right, what's your guess, Jim?
I'm going to say that a seagull got into Bobby's house.
A seagull got into my house.
A lot of people think it's you, Bobby.
If ever I come down with bird flu, it's going to be really like, oh, yeah, this is it. Because all these guesses about seagulls and me, Jim.
Sorry.
Got it.
Have a great day.
All right, you too, Jim.
All right.
All right, that means keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. We've got $1,515 for someone. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? $1,515 we have for the impossible question. That's a nice darn prize.
I mean, think about that. Like, when you really think about how much money that is, you can fill up your gas tank now three times. Three times you can fill up your gas tank with that money. How awesome is that?
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Diane on the line. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Kathy and everybody.
What's your guess, Diane?
I want to say somebody took Laura's, it would be Laura, and somebody either took her snack or her lunch there at the station.
I knew where this was going. I knew where this was going.
Diane, I want to thank you for listening to the Kathy Romano Show. Yes,
Diane,
no matter what.
You're the best. Laura,
anybody take my snacks? Actually, I'm so protective of them because Billy from the afternoon used to take my snacks.
See? Oh. So I was right.
So earlier in the week, if you're just tuning in, Kathy, there was a comment made about Laura. And Kathy said, I feel like you would hoard food and like fight someone off if they try to take your food. And everyone else was like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah. Like Laura is so sweet and nice. Like she'd give you anything. But for some reason, Kathy thought when it comes to food, you stir.
If you go in, she'll slap your hand.
Yep, take it right out.
It kind of came out of nowhere, Kathy.
It did. Diane, it's not correct, though, but thank you for the laugh.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, Diane. Let's go to Amy, see if she'd steal someone's snacks.
Yeah.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right, what's your guess? Who and what is it?
I am going to guess that it's Laura, and she failed her driver's test.
Ooh. No. I did not fail. I passed the first time. I crushed parallel parking. I'm very proud of that. But I will say, when I was leaving, my grandpa took me, and I had to reverse out. I didn't put it in reverse and went right over, like, the
curb. Right after they gave you your license?
And I was like, my grandpa was like, whoa, maybe we shouldn't give you your license. Yeah.
State of New Jersey might have think twice about this one.
I passed my license the first time, and I had a cat. We've always had cats. I grew up with cats. I have cats now. And the guy that was in the car with me was allergic to cats.
Oh, no.
And we had just taken our cat to the vet, so his eyes started to swell up. He started to sneeze. He took me on the shortest driving test ever. It was up near the Neshaminy Mall, if anyone's familiar with it. And so instead of taking the full route, he just took me through the Neshaminy Mall parking lot. He was like, all right. He was like, you passed.
You're good.
I didn't have to parallel park. Like, I didn't have to do anything.
Does this explain why you hit everything now with your car?
Bobby, it might.
Oh, man.
Amy, thank you for your call, but sorry, not correct.
Yep.
No worries. Thank you.
Have a great day. All right. Let's go to the last guest of this round. I can't believe this.
I know.
Bobby, how are people not getting this?
I don't know.
Well, at this point?
Maybe Dave.
All right. Let's see if Dave gets it. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, Kathy?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'd be better with $1,500.
I know. Seriously. All right. So one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Well, I'm going to guess the member who doesn't seem to be there because he probably had too many margaritas.
From 2 days ago.
That would be Brett, of course.
Might be true.
I'm guessing Brett. Uh-huh. And maybe just a seagull landed on his head because he was like the tallest thing on the beach.
Wait, I think 6'4", he said?
Yeah.
Right, he's 6'4".
Yeah.
Right, he's like a lamppost.
He is. Little lamppost.
Bobby always calls him a flagpole.
Yep, he is our flagpole. He is.
That is not correct, Dave. Sorry.
Tall, dark, and Brett, let me down.
Dave, we filled Bobby in. He wasn't here about you and your sister, Lish. We updated him.
Yep.
Yes.
Incredible.
And did you hear your sister called in?
Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
See,
so
I told you she listened.
I know. It's great. Thank you both for listening. If you guys aren't familiar,
She's jealous of my Kathy Romano shirt.
Oh, that's right. You have a shirt. I know. And by the way, update. I think we do have some shirts. We're going to start giving them away.
Nice.
But for anybody who missed out, Dave from Wilmington, his mother gave up a child for adoption and they found her like a few years ago and now have a relationship.
It's incredible.
He called in, was talking about her, and then she ended up calling us too.
That's great.
That was nuts.
Dave, thanks for always listening.
All right, guys. You know it.
Have a great day.
All right. So we're going to hopefully get a winner then maybe at 9:10 this morning.
Hopefully,
still
maybe.
Still no winner.
We'll see.
I'm doing reverse psychology. No one is going to ever win this impossible question ever.
It's still not as high as the last one, though. So
true.
I don't think we're killing people with it yet.
Getting a little bit closer.
We'll do it at 9:10. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $1,515? Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Okay, I'm going to say it is Kathy, and I think maybe one of your trips to Florida, you were chased by an alligator.
Chased by an alligator.
Joyce, you're thinking outside the box. We love that.
We love that. I would like fall over from a heart attack if an alligator chased me. I would not be here on B101. Fortunately, I have never been chased by an alligator.
Well, that's a good thing, but I figured why not? I mean, everybody's been doing something with every other animal and reptile in the world. So
I love
right,
it, Joyce.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Great guest.
Already.
No, oh my
bye.
God. Could you imagine?
So we had a hurricane in Orlando, and a lake that was behind my apartment at the time came, all the water came all the way up. And as the water was receding, all of a sudden I looked outside and I go, why is the ground still moving out there? And I looked closer and closer. A enormous female alligator had decided to lay right there. So the whole town, they had to come out, they had to trap her, and they had to move her into another lake because she was enormous. Everybody would walk their dogs down there too. So everyone was like, get this alligator out of here. And she went. But wow.
Oh, that was
it scared me so much.
That's like a rule. My family lives in Florida, and whenever we go down to visit them, they all have dogs. Do not take the dog down by the water.
Or dawn at dusk. Also, do not walk them anywhere near that time. Crazy. Yep, yeah.
I'm just glad I was not chased by an alligator.
Not yet.
Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Impossible question this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? And we've got $1,515 for somebody. Good morning, Patrice.
Good morning. How's everyone there?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, Patrice, what's your guess?
My guess is that you, Kathy, had a seagull steal your cell phone from you.
Cell phones are too heavy for the seagulls, don't you? I guess not. I guess they carry fish.
No. Apparently it happens.
Huh. Well, sorry, Patrice. That is not the correct answer.
Wasn't it?
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day, everyone.
Let's go to Dwayne. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think? Who and what is it?
Well, based upon Velvet Thunder's reaction late last week, I'm going to go with Laura's. Laura was stung by the jellyfish.
Ooh, Laura, were you stung by a jellyfish?
So I am afraid to go in the water when there are jellyfish, so no.
Oh,
no
Dwayne!
Sorry, Dwayne.
Sorry, Dwayne.
If we don't get a winner this round, Dwayne, you can try tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's go to our last call of the morning. Are we giving away this $1,515? Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
No pressure.
Okay. Well, it shouldn't have anything to do with seagulls, but I'm going to go with the flow. My guess is Bobby, and he had to fend off seagulls from a little kid on the beach.
I had to fend off seagulls from a little kid on the beach. I have no idea what is going on with this whole seagull avian thing with me.
No, I know,
I feel like,
right?
I'm going to be attacked by birds at some point. No.
not a young kid. Sorry, Terry.
Okay.
The good news is there's now $1,616 tomorrow. I cannot believe with some of the guesses, we did not get the winner.
We did not get the winner.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's good, though. $1,616. We'll do it tomorrow morning, 7:10. And I guess 9:10 if we don't get a winner.
Yep. It could be Kathy. We'll it could see. Be Bobby. It could be Laura. It could be Brett. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them tomorrow morning. Who and what is it?